Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, January 29th, and oh, what a hostile pattern we are in for winter weather lovers. Now, we are experiencing a slight pattern change. That trough over the west did move a little bit further east, so we are going to be turning cooler, but the upper level pattern needs to cooperate a little more, and in the long range, it's not looking that great. The PNA is going to remain around neutral. The NAO is going to go positive again, so we're not going to have blocking. So while the trough and colder air are going to be expanding east, nothing can stay in position for very long due to the lack of that blocking high to the north. So any shots of cold air tend to withdraw rather quickly. And for looking at the long range, what we see is a generally rainy pattern with a few exceptions. Most of our storms are going to be cutting into the lakes. So this puts us on the southeastern warmer side of systems. That neutral PNA and the eastward shift of the trough does slightly increase our chances for snub. It's also likely that later in February, we're going to go ENSO neutral, that La Nina is going away. But we would have liked to see that in December if you're a snow lover. So unfortunately, the pattern is likely to remain unfavorable snow through the rest of this winter, but even in the worst patterns, we're capable of still making a snowstorm. If we look at the blizzard of 2016, that was a perfect example. Now, definitely can't say anything about the long range with certainty, but things are not looking that good. We're also about to break a record, being that it is January 29th. That is the date of the latest measurable snowfall in Central Park, and we are going to get through the rest of today without seeing any measurable snowfall. Temperatures are well into the upper 40s, so all we've had is rain showers out and about, even though it has been a cloudy kind of raw day. So now we'll look at the week ahead. And as I was saying earlier, the pattern overall is unfavorable for winter weather. We do have a cold front gradually making its way through. It's going to come through late in the day Monday. So we're going to have one more mild day Monday. And then this front is going to stall out to our south. That frontal boundary is going to act like a railroad track, and we're going to be on the colder side of it. So we will turn gradually cooler. We've got a number of weak waves moving along it. It's just a lot of uncertainty if we're going to be able to get into any of the precipitation. If that is going to happen, the best chance would be Tuesday night into Wednesday. That's really our only precipitation chance over the coming days. So Monday, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Highs will be above average in the mid-40s. It'll be a bit breezy. Monday night, we'll see a few rain showers in the evening, with lows in the low 30s ultimately. Now, Tuesday, we'll call it mostly cloudy. We'll be in the upper 30s during the day, so significantly cooler. Tuesday night, this is when we watch to see if we're going to get into the snow shield of one of those lows passing to our south. This is the kind of system, if this were a snowy winter, I would expect this system to give the area a sneaky 1 or 2 inches, but given the way this winter's been, would not be surprised if all we wind up with is flurries or nothing. It will be cold enough, though. Temperatures Tuesday night are going to be in the upper 20s, so that's something we'll continue to monitor. Wednesday will turn mostly sunny. Highs will just be in the mid-30s, so below average for a change, and we'll be in the upper 20s Wednesday night. Thursday, we'll call it partly sunny. Highs will be in the low 40s, and we'll have clouds around Thursday night. Lows will be dropping into the upper 20s. We're going to watch at the end of the week. The northern stream is really going to amplify, and we're going to have a big ocean storm well to our east over Atlantic Canada. This is going to set the stage for an Arctic outbreak. We are going to have a northerly flow just really howling around here as the day goes on Friday. So we'll see temperatures start in the low 30s, maybe even fall a little bit during the course of the day. By Saturday morning, we'll wind up with lows in the single digits. And with that wind, it could feel as low as 20 below. Definitely the coldest air we've seen in 2023, and potentially even colder than the Arctic outbreak we saw over Christmas. We'll continue to watch this. It doesn't look like temperatures are going to go very far on Saturday. We'll likely just stay in the upper teens. But remember when I said there is no blocking to speak of? So this cold air is going to be on its way out. So Saturday night, we'll actually see temperatures hold steady. And by Sunday, we could see temperatures double. We could be back right into the 40s with some rain and snow showers. How do you like them apples? So winter weather lovers, it's going to be a tough week. Maybe there are a couple of chances, but overall, pattern is still not looking too great. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JCWeather NYC in Long Island, and now on Patreon at JCWeather.